This is a bonus episode of Between the Lakes, WCMU Public Media's weekend news podcast recapping the top stories impacting central and northern Michigan. I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. In mid-July, a man was found with severe injuries at a music festival in northern Michigan. The incident has since sparked outrage on social media. WCMU's Emma George Griffin visited the rural area to find out how community members are coping with the tragedy. She started a conversation with me by breaking down what happened.
So on July 12th, a 37-year-old man named Lon Hartman, who is Black, was found with severe lacerations to his neck at Blissfest Music Festival, which is in the northwest tip of the Mitt. Hartman is still in the hospital recovering. We still don't know what happened, but the Emmett County Sheriff's Office released a statement shortly after the incident occurred saying they weren't sure if the wounds were self-inflicted or if they were caused by another person. People close to Hartman say they thought the injuries were a result of a hate crime, but police say they found no evidence that this was a targeted attack. I reached out to the sheriff's office, and they have not yet responded for comment. The festival has been around for 4 decades, and according to attendees, it's always been a safe, family-friendly, and peaceful place.
Yeah, and you spent a whole day in Emmett County. So what were people saying about the incident?
Well, you know, like you said, the situation blew up on social media. Facebook users have expressed their frustration with local police, saying it's too soon to dismiss the possibility of it being a targeted attack. People have also criticized the music festival and have even questioned if rural areas like Emmett County are safe for people of color. You know, when I was up there, almost no one was willing to go on record about the situation because it is such a sensitive topic on social media. Mm-hmm. But I got a few different types of responses. You know, some didn't even know that this happened. Some were at the festival and didn't find out until after the fact. But several people told me they were aware of the situation, but, you know, with few facts from the police, it's really confusing to them. And it's not something that people are talking about at lengths. Folks told me that it seemed like most discussions were actually happening on social media. And most people having the discussions were from Metro Detroit, where Lon Hartman is from.
And has Blissfest said anything in response to this whole incident?
Yeah, Blissfest sent me a statement saying they were focused on providing support for those affected by the incident and, you know, maintaining safety for future events and Blissfest music festivals in the future. But festival organizers didn't initially alert, you know, attendees about the situation until days later when they made a Facebook post. Many people had already seen posts regarding the situation online, and they were upset they had to find out that way. And there was a lot of information to digest on social media when they did find out. Some Facebook users were accusing the sheriff's office of not doing their jobs, and some people were stating opinions regarding Hartman's injuries that, you know, could be confused as facts. So the truth surrounding the situation has become very murky. I spoke to Jennifer Dungy, a professor at MSU. She does research on how police and communities interact with each other. She told me that it is reasonable for folks to question how investigations like these are handled and to ask for accountability. You know, since 2020 and the outrage that followed the death of George Floyd, she says people have been more distrusting of police. But she also says that social media can be a hotbed for misinformation.
Two people can give very different facts, and sometimes the truth is somewhere in between. And so certainly there are negative to, you know, things just coming out in real time.
So where does the story go from here, Emma?
Well, you know, what happened is still very unclear, and it seems like it will be a while before the community and the family know what truly happened. Until then, Emmett County Sheriff's Office has encouraged people to only get their information from reliable sources, you know, like law enforcement. As for Lon Hartman, he is still hospitalized. I wasn't able to reach the family for further updates.
Yeah, tough subject. Well, thank you for your reporting on this, Emma. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
That was my conversation with WCMU's Emma George Griffin. And we note the Blissfest Music Organization is a sponsor of WCMU, but we report on them as we do with any other organization. That's all for this bonus episode of Between the Lakes, Don't forget to subscribe to the Between the Lakes newsletter linked in the show notes, where you'll find more of our reporting and analysis from across the region. Visit our website, WCMU.org, to find out how to listen to your local WCMU radio station. This podcast is produced in part by the members of NABIT Local 412. It was edited and mixed by Rick Brewer. Our theme music comes from Gabe Shaw. Mike Horace is our executive producer, and I'm your host, Tina Sawyer. Enjoy the rest of your fun Labor Day weekend.